Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're doing another Carbon School District update, and we're joined by some very special guests. We have Katie Rowley, the CHS drama teacher, Tage Noyes, Tyler Morris, and Sophia Christensen from the drama department. And we're going to be talking about their upcoming play, Anastasia. We're very excited to talk about it with you guys, so thank you for taking the time this morning to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Katie, let's start with you. Let's jump into some kind of behind-the-scenes details. What led you to choosing this play to perform for the drama group this year?
Anastasia is one of my favorite movies growing up, and it was also the first Broadway play I saw in New York. It was a very magical experience, and I wanted to bring the beautiful story and beautiful music to my students and the community of Price.
Now, it's always a challenge trying to pick a play, especially in rural areas. I mean, you have to have the right cast for the right play. But how are you feeling about your cast this year for Anastasia?
Loving it. It's a great cast. They're awesome.
And that's always good to hear, especially from a director. I mean, so much goes in. So let's talk about some of those behind-the-scene details. What's kind of the process been so far in preparing for Anastasia, kind of from the director's standpoint?
We do a lot of thinking and preparing and planning and paperwork and design, and then we cast the show, and then the music director, which is Caitlin Ibsen from the high school, teaches the music, and then we just get it on its feet.
And that rehearsal process is always so fun. So let's talk to some of the actors to learn more about this rehearsal process. Let's start with Tage Noyes, a senior for the CHS Drama Department. Tage, thank you for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it. So let's kind of start out. What role do you play in Anastasia?
I play Vlad Popov.
And can you kind of explain what that role, preparing for this role, has been like for you?
Just having a lot of fun with the other people in the cast. Vlad is a very funny character who spends a lot of time with Dimitri, the other main character, which we'll meet here in a second.
And then let's talk rehearsals. It's always so fun rehearsing for these plays, but it's also a lot of hard work. What's been kind of your favorite part of rehearsing for this?
I love just working with the rest of the cast. I love singing and dancing with them. It's so much fun. Every practice is just something I love looking forward to.
And then let's talk about, on the other side of that coin, what's been the most challenging aspect of rehearsing for this?
The script is a lot to learn, especially when you only have a couple months to do so, but it's always just fun to get done.
And that's what's really impressive about high school theater. I mean, you're looking at it, you guys are doing these things on such a tight turnaround. It's impressive that you're able to memorize all these songs, dances, lines as well as you do. Now, if you could tell one thing to anyone listening out here to get them to come out to see Anastasia, what would you tell them?
Make sure you come support the students at CHS and all the hard work they put in.
Well, Tage, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us. Now we'll speak to Tyler Morris, another senior from the CHS Drama Department. Tyler, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. Now, same line of questioning. Big play. What role do you play in this production?
Yeah, so I play the role of Dimitri. He and Vlad are kind of these quirky little buddies that hatched this plan during the play, and it's pretty fun.
And to pull off those buddy roles, you have to have good chemistry behind the scenes as well, so I'm sure that's going on based on how you guys kind of interact and before we came into the studio. Now let's do a bit of a deeper dive into what Anastasia is. What's kind of the storyline that people are following along with this play?
So there's this girl named Anya who can't really remember much about her past, and she runs into Vlad and Dimitri along the way, and she's going throughout the story with them trying to remember more and more of her past, and they're trying to help her remember it, and yeah, it's pretty fun.
And then some behind-the-scenes stuff. Rehearsal, like we talked about, always a fun but challenging process. What's been your favorite part of it so far?
Yeah, well, this is my first year doing any sort of thing in the drama department, and so it's been really fun to meet new people with the new cast and make new friends. I'm having lots of fun with all of them. So.
And that's the big thing about high school theaters. You make so many good friends and so many good connections from it. It's something that, honestly, if I could, I would go back and do again. Let's talk about the other side, though. What's been the most challenging part for you of rehearsing for this production?
Yeah, so like Tage touched on, it's really hard to memorize all the script, and time management is definitely a factor in here because of all the extra stuff we got going on with school and extracurricular. But it's kind of tough to find the balance between the play and then everything else. So,
well, Tyler, same ending question for you. If you could say anything to get people to come out and see this show, what would you tell them?
I would say this is some of the most talented kids that I've ever seen in a play before, and I think we could make for a good show, so come out and support us.
Well, Tyler, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. Now we'll be joined by Sophia Christensen, a junior with the CHS Drama Department. Sophia, thank you again for taking the time this morning to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. So let's kind of talk, what role do you play in this production?
I play Anya/Anastasia.
So let's kind of talk about, you're a junior with this cast. What's it been like kind of stepping up as one of those underclassmen into a leading role in this play?
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot to learn, like, from the upperclassmen. Like, I don't know, I like to observe as they do their stuff.
You know, that's a good skill to have just going into the rest of your life. I mean, you're looking at it. You always have people to learn from, people who have done it just a little bit longer than you. That's a good mentality to have, that you're willing to observe and learn from them. So let's talk about some behind-the-scenes stuff. What's been your favorite part of rehearsing?
Probably working with the cast. And, I don't know, they're just really fun to work with and sing with and dance with. And, yeah, just learn from.
Now let's throw a bit of curveball your way. What's been your favorite number from this play to perform?
Probably Learn to Do It so far. That one's a pretty fun one.
That sounds like it's gonna be really fun. And then what's been the most challenging part of rehearsal for you?
Probably balancing like school and rehearsal, and then just like remembering like everything I'm supposed to do with blocking and memorizing.
Yeah, you're on top of being a student doing other extracurriculars and theaters, you should be a juggler. I mean, you're juggling all these different activities. It's really impressive. Now, if you could say one thing to get people to come out and see the show, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that there's going to be pretty dresses and that they should come and see them.
Honestly, there's nothing better than a pretty dress. So let's bring it back to one more time to Katie to kind of round this one out. Katie, you have a great group of actors here, and I'm sure the rest in this production are. But what are you most excited about to see when this play finally kind of really comes together? What are you most looking forward to?
I'm really excited to see the students radiate with confidence and joy and enthusiasm for the show and all of their hard work. They're going to be very, very beautiful and talented up there.
Now, Katie, for people who are wanting to see this show, where can they get tickets and what days can they expect this production to be occurring?
Anastasia runs from November 20th through the 25th at 7 p.m. You can buy tickets online or at the door. There is a discount if you buy them in advance. So you can find the website on the Facebook page or carbonhightheater.ludus.com.
And there's just so many ways to come out and see this incredible production. And we'll end it the same way with you, Katie. If you could tell one thing to the people listening right now to get them to come out and see this production, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that Anastasia is a very wonderful story that the whole family can enjoy, that will really be an entertaining, magical night.
Well, thank you all so much. Again, thank you, Katie, Tage, Tyler, and Sophia for coming out to talk about this play. And it's one you're not going to want to miss coming up for the CHS Drama Department. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.